Just 3 months ago, Sunni elder statesman Adnan Pachachi was adamant that Iraq's election should go ahead on January 30th. He had led the drafting of Iraq's interim constitution, and he heads the Independent Democrats Party. But now Adnan Pachachi is adamantly calling for a postponement. He says he changed his view after the U.S. assault on Fallujah. That attack, he believes, gave rise to more insurgent attacks, even as it embittered some Iraqis and turned them against the election.
We are faced with a problem now that there's going to be a very low turnout, voter turnout, in many areas in Iraq, especially in Baghdad and Mosul, which means almost half of the population of the country. So we say that we cannot really have a permanent constitution written by an assembly in which large parts of the areas are not adequately represented. And that's why we ask for a short postponement. We are not against the election. We are very much for the election. I worked very hard for it.
What about if the U.S. objects?
Well, I think our understanding that if the Iraqis agreed for postponement, I don't think the United States is going to object.
Mr. Pachachi, let's get down to some very specifics. What exactly would you propose doing to make a delay of these elections for a few weeks or a couple, 3 months actually make a difference? Exactly what would you have happen?
Well, the first thing is to really have a serious dialogue with those people who want to boycott the elections. See, what are their reasons? Do they have any demands? Do they have any grievances? And see whether we can deal with some of these problems. And if we can satisfy some of them, then I think we'll be able to persuade a fairly large number of them to take part in the political process. Of course, there are certain factions, you know, the extremist fundamentalists, who believe that democracy is a form of atheism. I mean, people like that, obviously we can't have any dialogue with, because they want to establish, if they can, a regime very much like the Taliban regime in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Let me, though, put a scenario for you. You have a meeting, you go to those who feel that they've been left out, and they can't vote because insurgent forces are threatening them in that area. What can you give? What can be offered to people so that it is both desirable to vote, but possible to vote?
Yeah, I know, exactly. I mean, I take this point, yes. But I think that if, as a result of a serious dialogue, that we can perhaps meet some of these demands and address some of these concerns, I think this will reduce the level of violence. If there is a postponement, some of those people who are fighting, who are, you know, some of the insurgents, will perhaps be persuaded to lay down their arms, at least during the period of negotiations of 1 or 2 months, or at least to cut down the level of their insurgency. I don't know. I mean, we have to try. That's my whole point. Maybe we'll not succeed, but let's give it a try. I mean, if we fail, then all has happened is that we are going to postpone the whole thing for a couple of months. But if we can succeed, and there are possibilities of success, then I think we'd have really rendered a great service for the cause of democracy in Iraq.
And if the election goes forward, will your party participate on January
30th? Yes, no, we have our list of candidates would be on the ballot paper, and people will, I hope they will, they'll vote for us.
Adnan Pachachi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Adnan Pachachi heads the Independent Democrats Party.